Alex's iTunes playlist last night. She had a guy on Bumble that seemed really great, and Alex is like, oh, you're from out of town. Dang it, because he was just visiting for business. And she's like, oh, I lost interest. No thanks. He kept on begging her to come down, grab some food. He would even drive you there, like pick an Uber up for you, and you're like, hell no.
Yeah, he wanted me. He was going so far as to say, it's fine. Just meet me on the canal without any makeup on. I was like, bruh, have you seen me without makeup?
317-239-1009. Let's get to some social media real quick. Live the Web Girl. We got Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, and also Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. What did people say and that happened to them?
Will with two L's says that he begged his girlfriend to take her to a sorority date party. She was originally going with another guy named Will with one L.
I would avoid anybody named Will in general. I don't trust them.
Yeah, and then Nick said, wifey now used to go to my cousin's work that she went to school with to bug her about me and show up to my work just to buy stuff.
Aw, cute.
317-239-1009. Let's go to line three. Is Andy. Andy on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your story?
Yes. I had actually rejected my fiance now because of persistent men. He had messaged me, and I was just instantly like, no, thank you. Not interested in it at all.
Message you on what?
On Facebook.
Okay.
And I didn't really want anything to do with it because of how annoying and pushy and perverted men were. And he took my attitude very lightly. I kind of instantly came at him with an attitude. And we are now... we've been together for 2 years. We're getting married in October.
What?
And have a 4 month. Yeah, we have a 4 month old baby boy. We had kids already, and he decided to be smooth one day and asked me to join him on a play date.
Oh, did you name your baby together Mark Zuckerberg?
I was really hoping to hear this was an AOL Instant Messenger hookup.
Oh, that would have been cute too.
No, it was a successful messenger hookup.
Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate your call this morning, Andy. 317-239-1009. Chris on the Joe and Alex Show. Oh, if what I see on the screen, this is not good. What happened, Chris?
So back in, like, right after I graduated high school, there was a girl that I liked, but she was dating my roommate at the time. So never made a move or anything on her. They broke up, but then I ended up not seeing her for like 7 years. And one day she just randomly showed up at a party that I was at. Started talking to her. She ended up coming. We had a party at my house a couple times, and she came to them. And when I asked her out, she told me no because she had history with my cousin back in high school, and that she thought that would just be weird. So she asked me if I would be her best guy friend.
Ew.
So I kind of took it as a stab to the heart, you know, friend zoned.
Yeah.
Come to find out later, her history with my cousin was just they had kissed in high school.
Oh, she was immediately friend zoning you. That is an excuse.
And, I did what she asked. I hung out with her, you know, I never made a move on her, never did anything. But she ended up having a surgery, and I was the only person who came to visit her after her surgery.
Please tell me you got together.
We did end up getting together afterwards, dated for a couple years, and we are now married. Have a baby together. We both had kids from previous marriages, and just one big, happy, mixed family now.
I'm crying.
You're like the friend zone survival story. Like, I made it past.
That is so precious.
It's the only one I think I've ever heard of.
That is so great.
It's a friend zone unicorn. That's awesome, Chris, man. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show this morning. If you've got anything else you couldn't get through, we'd like to hear what you think on social media. Joe and Alex Show, give us a follow on Instagram. Plus, if you want to see, hey, what does Alex really look like without any makeup? You can do that.
I can't believe we're advertising this. We're using this as bait to get followers. This is the worst. This is the lowest point of my life.
Go check out Alex is Ugly.
Or you can go see Liv the Web Girl. She's kind of cute, too.
Liv the Web Girl's way cuter than me.
Oh, my gosh. Shut up, Alex.
And if you're into fat, hairy, sweaty men, well, then maybe there's a photo of me up there, too.
Yes, just saying. There is.
Go check it out.